Vayetze, we're going to talk about two different things. The first one is a very quick idea about the Misa of Rachel and possibly a cheshbon over what it is or what it's not. And the second thing we're going to talk about is we're going to give yedias about Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And we'll see where that comes from the Parsha in a bit. Okay. Now, where's the Nogea for the Parsha about Misas Rachel? So towards the end of the Parsha, in Perek Lamed Aleph, we have Lavan was looking for, it says, Rachel Locha is a trophim. Rachel took the trophim. And before that, it said whoever has them, lo yichya, won't live, as Rashi points out. That was a klola. Because of that, Mesa Rachel Baderech. Rachel died after giving birth to Binyamin. Now, this stealing of the trophim, so the truth is, Ben Noach, one of his Zion mitzvahs, is Gezel. If Ben Noach steals, he's Chayav Mesa. Ben Noach, there's no shogeg, there's no Mesa. Asarasan Zui Mesasan. Gezel, immediately, Chayav Mesa.
What?
This is a pasha then. Ben Noach is Zayim Mitzvahs.
Who says this?
Gemara. Ben Noach is Chayim Mitzvahs on Zayim Mitzvahs. As Harasan Zui Mitzvahs. Harasan Zui Mitzvahs. So now. Okay. So first of all, so the Mishnah Chacham over here, Taka says that Rachel was Chayavis Misa for stealing the Trotham. Okay? Now, how could you say not this way? How could you say not? So the pshat is, if the Trotham is Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah, there's a chiyuv to be mevarit, to be mevatalit, to get rid of it from the world. So really, you know, this concept is called ksusei mechtat shiurei, something which needs to be destroyed. It's like it's not here. So this Avodah Zarah has no worth to it, because Avodah Zarah has to be destroyed. So the truth is then that she didn't steal anything. She stole something with no worth. So it could be that's why she's not chayavis misa. Okay? So again, Chachma says she is Chayav Es Misa, but it could be you could say she's not Chayav Es Misa because she stole something of no value. However, the Ramban here, let's say the Cheshbon first. Ramban here says, in Pasuk Yutes,
could such stealing something be considered as still stealing even though it has no value? It's still an act of taking something. Meaning it might not have any monetary value or whatnot, but.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Meaning, could you divorce the idea of something being worth something and you're stealing it? Meaning, you're stealing something inherently worthless.
No, because at least...
I'm saying Shavu Pruta and all that, you could say...
Right, but Ben Noach is Chayvi from Pachan Shavu Pruta, but stealing is something that has worth. By the way, Rashi in Pasuk Yotes, where originally says that Rachel stole the Trophim, Rashi says her Kavana was to be Mafish, her father, from Avodah Zarah. Rashi was learning it was Avodah Zarah, and that was her Kavana. But still, L'chor Shishbi Chayvi Misa for stealing it. We say no. Maybe it wasn't have worth. It didn't have worth. So she wasn't chayavis. Didn't have worth. So she wasn't chayavis misa. And by the way, that Meshach Chachma says that she is chayavis misa. When the pasuk says lo yichya, that whoever stole it won't live, wasn't just a klala. Meshach Chachma says it was midina lo yichya. So whoever stole it is chayavis misa midin zayin mitzvah bnei Noach. But what about the Ramban? The Ramban in pasuk Yotes says he argues in Rashi says it wasn't a avodah zarah. The trophim were something else. Number one, even though Lavan may have had some of Avodah Zarah, it can't be that all the Trophim were really Avodah Zarah. And furthermore, Ramban thinks...
By definition, what are they exactly? Statues or something?
Getchkas, I don't know. But the Ramban shot is that these were some sort of tools to be able to figure out times and to do kosim, to do magic, ledas, asidas, to tell the future. The main point is, the Ramban learns it wasn't Avodah Zarah. If it wasn't Avodah Zarah, that means that it's not worthless. If it's just tools to tell the time, granted you can't use them, but it's not, you're not bowing down to it, it's not worthless. So according to the Ramban, the truth is they did have value, which means that which she stole really was stealing, and she should be Chayves Misa. Yes?
Yeah, I was being kind. Torah, does that have any din in not making him an ownership of goy?
Perfect. So that's the next step.
What's the Ramban basing that off?
That
white. Other than what they were, I'm sorry. What's the problem?
First of all, he says he's using the word truffin, that Resh Pei Hei Rafa means weak, and he says that truffin is a remnant to this, that the dibor is like a soft dibor, which is like a nevuah type of thing. That's the way he, that's the beginning of how he says truffin means that.
Okay.
But so now, so it's like this. So the Ramban famously says that the Avos kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz.
Okay.
Even though Avos Kaimon called Torah Kula, they kept it in Eretz Yisrael, and Chutz La'aretz, they didn't keep called Torah Kula. So now I want to say a pshat, why maybe she wasn't Chayev Es Misa, even if this was not Avodah Zarah, and it had worth to it. Why is she not Chayev Es Misa because of this? So like you said, it could be that she had a Din of Yisrael, not a Din of Ben Noach, because we know the famous Chakira, the Avos Kol Ma'an Torah. Granted, they kept Kol Torah Kula, but the Shaila is, what Din did they have? Did they have a Din of Ben Noach, and they kept Kol Torah Kula, L'chumra, like a Yisrael? Or no? They were considered a Yisrael af lahakel, which means they had a din of Yisrael completely. The Ramban in the end of Parshas Emor, by the Megadev, while he brings the Rabbanit Tzarfat that says that they had a din of Ben Noach, the Ramban is cholik, and Ramban says they had a din of Yisrael. Quotes Mar Kiddushin, Ace of Yisrael, Mumar, the Mar calls Ace of Yisrael. Al Chaskam of Akama, the Avos have a din of Yisrael. So if the Ramban held that Rachel had a din of Yisrael, that meant that even if she did steal something of worth, considering the Trophim were not of the Zara, she still wouldn't be Chayev Es Misa, because Yisrael is not Chayev Misa on Stam Geneva.
What about Galus?
That's something else. No, that's not.
She was in Babel.
What was that doing?
In Babel, sorry. She wasn't in Chutzlar.
What was that doing anything?
They only kept it when they were in Eretz Yisrael.
One second. So, right. So, if she only kept it... Right. So that's something I never... That's a good point. You're asking a separate point.
About the fact that Lavan was Chayav Misa, so can he really own anything?
I don't know about Lavan right now. He doesn't own anything. That I don't know where that comes from. But hold on. In the Ramban, this is an interesting point that we're pointing out. In the Ramban, that in Chutz La'aretz they didn't keep Kol Torah Kula. So what is their status? Do they revert back to Bnei Noach? And then maybe she would be Chayev Es Misa. If the whole... Meaning, put two things... There's two separate things. They kept Kol Torah Kula in Eretz Yisrael, not Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz. They kept Kol Torah Kula in Eretz Yisrael, not Chutz La'aretz. There's also that they had a din of Yisrael. That could come out to be a tremendous Kula. If it means that even in Chutz La'aretz, they had the Nova Yisrael.
That's a big pillow, though.
That would mean that they didn't even have to keep Zion. I mean, that it would be a big pillow that they wouldn't have to keep even Zion Mitzvahs in the Chutz La'aretz. But you're right, if they would have to keep at least Zion Mitzvahs, then she would be Chayev Es Misa in Chutz La'aretz as well. That would be the Cheshbon.
I mean, look, why would she, if they were Jews in Chutz La'aretz, they would keep Kol Torah Kula? I don't understand why they wouldn't keep, they're doing it there.
That's not Makashna Ramban. That's not Makashna. But what we're trying to figure out right here is if she's in Chutz La'aretz, okay, so, and she didn't keep Kol Torah Kula, okay, but she has a din of a Yisrael, okay, which may absolve her even from Gezel. Again, yes, it's a big pill to say that she wouldn't have at least a din of Ben Noach to be Chayav Es Misa on that. That we have to think about. That's definitely a good point. But here's, let's finish the Cheshbon, then we'll ask the Kashas, okay? So the Cheshbon's like this. Cheshbon is, so she's Din of Yisrael, so she's not Chayav Es Misa for the Trophim. Even though the Trophim are not of the Zara and they have Shivoy to them, they're worth something, and Ben Noach, she goes to Chayav Misa, nonetheless, she's, like Ramban says in Emor, before Ma'an Torah, they had Din of Yisrael. Now, there's a Yediyah, there's a Ramban in Achaymos, Perek Yud Ches, where you have to know what Ramban means over here, but the Ramban says, Shemesa Rachel Baderech B'tchilas Bo'am Baretz, she died right before they're going into Eretz Yisrael, Ki Bizchusa Lomesa Chuzlaretz, out of her Zuchus, she didn't die in Chuzlaretz. However, Uvizchuso Lo Yoshev Ba'aretz M'shteyachayos, out of merit, respect for Yaakov, he couldn't live in Eretz Yisrael with Shteyachayos, she was married to Yaakov with the Isser of Achos Isha. And so the Ramban says, he's not saying why she's Chayav Smisa, but he points out over here that she died before going into Eretz Yisrael, which is a reference to the other Ramban and Parshas told us, that they only kept Kol Torah Kula in Eretz Yisrael, not Chutz La'aretz. So Isra Achos Isha would be an issue in Eretz Yisrael, not Chutz La'aretz. So she had to die beforehand. Now, granted, we're not saying why she's Chayev Esmisa. We're just saying when it is that she had to die. But I'm just pointing out one thing, and then here are all the horrors. I'm pointing out that it's just a horror. I'm not sure if it's right, but this would be the Cheshbon L'chora. She had Din of Yisrael. Okay, that's the Ramban in Emor. And the Trafim didn't have a din of Avodah Zarah according to Ramban over here. So then, we're putting together four Ramban, that's the idea. The Ramban didn't have a din of, the Trafim didn't have a din of Avodah Zarah. So if she stole, she stole something of worth. So Be'etzem, like the Ha'or of the Meshech Chachma, she should be Chayev Es Misa. So on that we have the Ramban in Emor, that she has a din of Yisrael, and you're not Chayev Misa for Stam Gneva. Even though there's no Shivoy to the Trafim, she's not Chayev Es Misa because she's a din of Israel. And Chutz La'aretz, they didn't keep Kol Torah Kula. And why did she die? She died because she couldn't be in Eretz Yisrael with Yisrael Deachayev. Not saying a reason why she's Chayev Es Misa, but I'm just pointing out that the pieces kind of fall in place because if she did have a din of Ben Noach and she would be Chayev Es Misa earlier, so, okay, it would. Maybe it would still work a little bit and say that she was Chayves Misa earlier, but the Misa was pushed off out of her other Zuchuyos, that she didn't die right away. But that's the thought process, that maybe all these things work in place because she's the Din of Yisrael. Yes?
The concept you said before, them being B'nai Noach, but yet doing all the mitzvahs, what about Shabbos?
Old discussion, yes.
That's a very...
Yes, not for now. Yes.
There is no Achos Isha for Benon.
So, at the very least, the Ramban definitely holds that way. The Ramban in Yavamo says that any arayos that come about through Ishas was not known before Matan Torah. That's a separate answer, not the answer of they didn't keep in Chutz La'aretz, that's how he can marry two sisters. That's a separate answer over how he was. Right. Well, I don't know about that. He says there are Rios Ayadei Ishas don't exist. On the contrary, it could be Ishas does exist. That's also a separate discussion. If Ishas before Matan Torah exist, and how so?
Ramban is the one that holds that they were no Agan Arayos in the first place.
What do you mean?
Like the reason why Yaakov married two sisters in the first place.
We just go to two other reasons, because they didn't keep in Chutz La'aretz, or because
isn't there a reason that says they weren't known?
I know the Maariv Chayim says it wasn't because of Arayos, but this is the Ramban Yavamos you're thinking about. It's Arayos through Ishos, is what the Ramban says Yavamos. But this point you point out is very, very interesting, that in Chutz La'aretz they didn't keep Kol Torah Kula, and yet they had Din of Yisrael. How could it be they're more makel than Zion Mitzvah's Bechlau? Maybe they did. If they did have to keep at least Zion Mitzvah, then this cheshbon doesn't work out, because she should be Chayev Es Misa Midin Ben Noach. But it's almost like you may have to come on to Ramban and Yavamos, that the issue of Achos Isha wasn't an issue in Chutz La'aretz Midin Ben Noach, because even Ben Noach didn't have Arayos either Isha. So that's something to think about, if that's what's going, if the two Rambans actually do work together. Because the Velt says there's two different answers from the Ramban for how she can marry two Achas. It could be you really need both answers. Okay, that's all something to think about. Now, let's say...
Say that she was mitzvah of Oysa B'Kol Torah Kula.
No one was saying she was mitzvah of Oysa B'Kol Torah Kula.
I mean, not mitzvah, I mean, right. She liked the mitzvah.
And the mitzvah of Oysa.
And the mitzvah of Oysa B'Kol Kula. Right? I was saying that she'll, right, and a mitzvah of Oysa B'Kol Torah Kula means that they still have the option of being the kind that the Chutz La'aretz. They're just not the Chayav.
Alpha Pichain. Still.
So they have the they have the dinner shop, but they're not Nanesh a chutzah.
Why? Because they chose not to keep it there. But how could that make them more? How could that make her more called a benoa? Think because she's a Yisrael, and that she aims to be also. But the very least to say that they don't have the. I mean, look at the Mara says, "Mika mini the Yisrael, the Yisrael mot legoy legoy also."
The Zayin mitzvahs are nichlal though in the Taryag mitzvahs.
I understand that. But the Gemara says
when you're Yisrael, it's not a din that you're Mekayim 600 and right. What's it called? Six mitzvahs and Taryag Zayin mitzvahs.
It's part of being Yisrael.
Right.
I understand. One the reason why it's why it's,
once you say ain't there ain't a mitzvah in the whole Taryag, there's also ain't a mitzvah in the Zayin mitzvahs.
I understand that, but just one thing I would say back real quick to that is that the Gemara has a concept which. Shailah has passed in the halacha or not, that there can't be anything that Yisrael is more called than a goy. Mi kmi Yisrael mutu the goy also. That'll be against that. It's hard to imagine. Like we say, even like a sumo is pater mitzvahs. Mitzvahs. At very least, the Shita say that he's at least chayv and zayin mitzvahs, lo goro. It's far. Okay, needs to be thought about. Now, one other topic is the topic of im arvet simcha b'simcha. Where is this? In. Test Pasuk Chav Zion. So Yaakov wants Rachel. Laban says, Lo yasachem bimkomenu, lo seisatz ira lifnei habechira. You have to take the older one first, take Leah. Malei shavu azos, finish out this week. V'nid l'chol gam azos, bavod shetavo limadi, od shavash nemachiros, and then I'll give you Rachel after 7 more years of work. Shavu azos, machlokes, Ramban learned means work these 7 years, that's the Pashut shot in the pasuk, but Rashi says Rashi quotes Yushami Moikot, and it's referring to literally a week. Rashi says it's referring to the Shivas Yimei Mishta that the Gemara Yushami quotes, and the Gemara says there Eim Arvet Simcha B'Simcha, which means first Yaakov, you have to celebrate 7 days with Leah Shivas Yimei Mishta, and then after that, you. Then you have the option of marrying Rachel, again, with 7 more years of work. But the point is, don't marry Rachel right now because you have to spend the 7 days with Leah, and that's the concept of Ein Arvet Simcha B'Simcha. Okay, so just to give a few different ideas about Ein Arvet Simcha B'Simcha. The Rambam. So, first point is, the Gemara is found in Moed Katan, Daf Ches Amud Beis, Daf Tes. The Gemara gives numerous reasons why you can't get married on Moed. Okay? Numerous reasons. One of them is the svara of Ein Arvet Simcha B'Simcha, not svara, core from it. Other drushes are Bechagecha, Besamacha Bechagecha, Bechagecha V'lo B'Ishtecha. Okay, can't get married during the Chag. Other drushes are Lo Yaniach Simcha Sachag, you can't leave the Simcha of the Chag and be Besamech B'Ishtecha.
What about Shavuot also skips Chag?
Also skips Chag?
Your Shavuot Brachos through Yom Tov, is that possible?
Shavuot Brachos during Yom Tov? You mean to get married beforehand?
Yeah.
That depends on if Suda. I would imagine not. I didn't get into it, but the place of Suda, as far as Ein Arvet Simcha B'Simcha is concerned, there's a lot of discussion about that. L'chor would be a problem. I don't want to say. I don't know.
I just forgot. I don't know
offhand. In any case,
what was the first source?
No, well, we didn't say any sort. Oh, Bechagecha v'lo b'ishtecha, or Im Arvet Simcha B'Simcha, or Lo Yaniach Simcha Zachag, V'Yismach B'Simcha Sa'isha. There's a couple more drushes there also. In any case, the Gemara's Makor there is from Shlomo HaMelech, that after building Beis HaMikdash, so he specifically, they celebrated the Chanukah Sabayis of the Beis HaMikdash, was 7 days before Sukkot, and the Gemara is Daik and the Pasuk that he was specifically before Sukkot. It wasn't on Sukkot. Why didn't he just make, you know, 7 big meals instead of 14 big meals? Have the Chol HaMoed Sudas go towards the Chanukah Sabayis. Mikan she'im arvet simcha b'simcha. A raya from Shlomo Melech, that's the raya, the im arvet simcha b'simcha. The Yushalmi, however, like we said, quotes from Lavan and Rachel, Malei Shavu Azos, the im arvet simcha b'simcha. Okay? The Rambam, when he quotes the Halacha, so this Rambam Perek Yud Hilchos Ishos, Halacha Yigimel, first he starts off saying, Yesh lo la'odom lisa noshim rabos ke'achas, he can marry many women at one time, bi yom echad, on one day, mevarech berchas chasanam kulam ke'achas, berchas chasanam for all of them as one, aval simcha tzarech l'smochim kol achas v'achas simcha ro'yolo, but 7 days of simcha for each wife. And by the way, so one obvious kasha, the Machna asks, so what's the whole problem with Rachel and Leah? Like, the home of course from Laban, Leish Vozos, finish this week, and then you'll take. Then you can have Rachel, because Ein Barvin Simcha B'Simcha. I don't understand. It's kasha in the Rambam. According to the Rambam, you can marry both at the same time. Basically, he could have married Rachel and Leah together. Yes?
Marry both at the same time, but then 7 days.
Right, but it was separate days, but it wasn't a reason to not marry Rachel today.
Why do we hold halacha by a chesed of Lavan?
That's also a kasha. Very nice, very nice. Also,
I think he's saying that there might actually be a shita that they did get married at the same time.
Who's saying?
He did marry her right after he married Leah.
On the same day?
Yeah, I'm saying whatever after he sorted it out with Laban, yeah.
But that wasn't the day, it was the night after.
Well, I mean, it was just a practical.
Oh, you mean
reason.
That Gemara? That, yeah. That Rachel gave the Simon? What are you referring to?
No, I'm saying he
only knew it was Leah the day later.
Right, I'm saying for a practical reason he didn't marry her on the same day, but I'm saying he married her at the soonest opportunity, just the Shem of Brachos was at different times.
He wasn't saying that they got married the same day.
I don't think anyone says they did it.
No, I thought it was again a period of 7 days and then married.
Okay, so going by the term. So then the Rambam says, "Nolach Yudalin, ain nos and nashim, lo be'er Shabbos, lo be'echa b'Shabbos, v'chulei." And he says, "Ve'ain tzarich lomar she'oshal di Shabbos." I don't need to tell you it's pashut that you can't get married on Shabbos. Ve'filu b'chol shel moed, even chol moed, ain nos and nashim, don't get married. K'moshe b'yarnu l'fisha ima arben simcha b'simcha. Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi as the makor for Im Arben Simcha B'Simcha. Why the Rambam quote the Yerushalmi, not quote the Bavli? So, on this topic, in Chulis Ksav Sofer, the son of the Chasim Sofer, Simin Kuflam Ches, there's a richus, why the Bavli doesn't like the Yerushalmi, why the Yerushalmi doesn't like the Bavli, why the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi, Ksav Sofer, Kuflam Ches, a richus about this, and obviously you could be mefapel in a few different ways. On the one hand, this pasuk by Lovan and that the Yerushalmi brings, the Malay Shavuos is before Matan Torah, okay? Maybe that's not the best to bring before Matan Torah, as I'll mention in a second. On the other hand, this is in the Torah. The pasuk with Shlomo is only in Nach. Maybe it's better to bring a makor from the Torah over Nach. That's one back and forth you can have. Another back and forth. What? Well, why the Bavli? You have to ask why the Bavli was madif this pasuk of Shlomo Melech as makor over the Yerushalmi's makor. Malish was also, or why Malish was also over Shlomo Melech? These would be as far as Hafuch. Usher, can you come back? Okay. The other cheshmelos back and forth is the two types of simchas are different. The Yerushalmi's case, our pesukim's case, are talking about two of the same simcha. Don't not to be ma'ariv simchas nisuin, simchas shivas me'mishta, with other shivas me'mishta. Whereas the Yerushalmi is talking about two separate types of, the Bavli is talking about two separate kinds of simchas. Simchas chanukas ha-mikdash, chanukas ha-bayis with a mikdash, versus simchas ha-chag. So you also, l'chora, could hear svaras mikan u'lekan, why it would be better or worse to why you would think specifically im arvin simcha b'simcha by either similar or different simchas. For example, if I only told you im arvin simcha b'simcha by malei shvuazos, by two of the similar simchas, I would think here where the simchas are so similar, I could only think about the first marriage and I won't have my mind on the second marriage because it's similar and I won't give it the appropriate attention that it deserves. Whereas with two separate simchas, I can split my mind into do two things at once. I can learn Torah and eat at the same time. I can split my mind. Or you could say as far as hafucha from that. You could say as far as that Ein Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha is only two different kinds of simcha. When it's the same kind of simcha, maybe in that case, it's easier to bring my mind closer to the same kind of simcha. That's also as far as why maybe one makor is better than a different makor. The Ramban over here, he says, Ani lo yadati, ki shivas yimei mishta takanas Moshe Rabbeinu l'Yisrael. Shivas yimei mishta is a takana that Rambam quotes in Hilchos Ovil, Paragraph Halacha Aleph, that Shivas yimei Avelos and Shivas yimei mishta is a takana from Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's going on over here? That's having my time of love on. Ulai nomar shenogu behem mitchilo nechbadei ha'umos ke'inin be'avelos. They used to do this back in the day, like you find by avelos dechtiv ayas la'aviv avel shivas yamim. By Yosef, there already was makor for avelos shivas yamim. And that which we learn out from over here, by even though it's just an inyan, like he says, it was a minhag, so it's not a real makor. It's in a smachta, it was a minhag before Ma'an Torah. The Gemara didn't learn out from Malay Shavuot Zos. It learned out from Shlomo HaMelech. So, Ban says it's not so quick to learn out from this makor. Regarding that pasuk in Avelos, it's interesting to know. The Gemara Moikotin, when it is looking for a makor for Shivas Mei Avelos, it brings from a pasuk in Nach, brings from Amos. Tosfos asks, why not bring from Yosef of Avil Shivas Yomim? Tosfos goes to Yishalmi's answer, which is Ein Lemeidim Mikor Ma'an Torah. You can't learn out from before Ma'an Torah. However, over here, before Ma'an Torah, Malei Shavuos Zos, at the very least, the Yishalmi seems to be using this as a makor for Eim Arvin Simcha V'Simcha. Acharonim's Kasha, and Chasam Sofer, they deal with Chilukim, how we can be mechalik between the din of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha to the din of Avelis of Shiva. Okay, Yediyah B'Yalma. Now, the Shaila, if we say, even by Purim, let's say, by a Chag D'Rabbanan, do you say Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha that you can't get married on Purim? And it could be totally in what the makor is. If it's from Malei Shavuos Zos, which the Simcha be'etzem is a Shivas Mei Mishta, which is the Rabbanon, so you see even by the Rabbanon, Zeim Arvin Simcha be'Simcha. Could be even on Purim would be a problem. Where the Gemara's drasha, or you can't get one, or the other drasha, Bechagecha v'lo be'ishtecha, you should only get married on Chag. You can't get married on the Chag. Maybe Purim doesn't have a status of a Chag in the Torah. Okay, could be. That's also Nogeya. Now a big discussion is, what about Shabbos? So we read from the Rambam before that says, "Ein sarach lomar." Of course, you can't get married on Shabbos. Okay. The Rambam didn't give a reason why, but in the next line he said, "Even on Chol HaMoed you can't get married because imar b'simcha b'simcha." The Pasha reading the Rambam, it's nothing to do with imar b'simcha b'simcha. Okay. There's other problems. There's making a kinyan is a problem getting married on Shabbos. Now, however, idea is that the shita mikubetas and ksuvas dav zayin mubeis. The shita says that the reason you can't get married on Shabbos is because eimah arvet simcha b'simcha. And he quotes Reish Mem, the Ram or of Moshe, and it's not clear if he actually read this Rambam that way. That eimah arvet simcha b'simcha stated by Chol HaMoed is actually going back even on Shabbos, and it's very not mashma that way from the Rambam. But if this is true, that would mean that we're learning that even Shabbos has an element of simcha, so much so that you can't bring another simcha like Simchas Nisuin on Shabbos. This is an old discussion if there is simcha on Shabbos, and if so, to what degree and to how it applies, which we're not going to get involved in that now. But as far as Eimah Arvin Simcha B'Simcha is concerned, we find at least two other makoros where you see Eimah Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Number one, Kiddush Levana. Famous question, why don't you do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos? Shuvas Ramami Panos Emin Ayin Ches is a makor that says, because of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Some say you don't do Kiddush Levana because you're not supposed to dance, you can't dance on Shabbos, you're supposed to dance, you can't dance because it's Shabbos. Okay? There's other explanations as well. The one shot is, the Simcha of Mekadesh Levana would interfere with the Simcha of Shabbos. A third thing is something called Purim Meshulosh, Eretz Yisrael. When Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, so you have elements of Purim, parts that fall out Yom Shishi, parts that fall out on Shabbos, parts that fall out on Sunday. The Pri Chodosh says, in Hilchos Purim, that the Su'uda should not be on Shabbos, rather should be on Sunday, which is Machlokas, but he holds to be on Sunday. He quotes, because of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, if you have the Su'udas of Purim on Shabbos, it's going to interfere with the Simcha on Shabbos. So there's three Makoros, the Inyan of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha exist on Shabbos.
Again, it's seemingly because of this interference of Simcha. There's nothing really, it's just like a Simcha contradicting. There's supposed to be a specific Simcha of the day.
We have to define the Simcha of Shabbos to understand what the interference is. Very good.
That's pretty much, okay. Yeah. So again, another...
We're not going to go there, but right. Yeah. Now, there's a shtickle on the Rambam, because the Rambam says, You don't get married on Chag or on Chol HaMoed, Kemoshe B'Yarno. Where's Kemoshe B'Yarno? In Hilchos Yantav. Hilchos Yantav, Perek Zayin, Halacha Te Zayin. He says there in Hilchos Yantav, don't get married on Chag or Chol HaMoed. The problem is, he doesn't say because Ein Marvitz Simcha B'Simcha. He quotes the other reason of the Gemara, of Lo Yaniach Simchas HaChag B'Shvil Simchas HaIsha, which is a different drasha, nothing to do with Ein Marvitz Simcha B'Simcha. Lecha Mishnah is the Kasha. And there are a variety of terutzim over if Rama means the same thing, why he's calling different drushas, if there's two elements to Ishus, Imar, Simcha, Simcha, Chag. There's also a lot of Torah out there about that. Famous kasha from the Karen Ora on the Sugimoy Katan. Simchas Torah. We put Simchas Torah on Shmini Atzeres. Karen Ora asks, how could you be ma'arv the simcha of the Chag v'Shmiyat Seres with the simcha of Simchas Torah? Rabu ha te'utzim, many te'utzim for that. Many people don't like the kash at all. Any suggestions?
Well, I'm saying, so who brings this up?
Karen Ora.
And how long ago did he
live? He's in Akron.
Simchas Torah, the way to be besameach, not treated Seres, is with the Torah.
Saying, even without Simchas Torah, even without Simchas Torah, we would have the same kind of Simcha anyways. It's not two separate Simchas.
Same good.
Shmiyat Seres is all about, what's Shmiyat Seres all about? So you don't have the lulav, you don't have any of the mitzvahs of Sukkah anymore. It's the Sudas Preda, Kosh Baruch Hu says. Just stay with me for one more day, just me and you. That's the Torah. L'chora is the same thing. L'chora is not Simcha, but Simcha, same thing. That's idea. The more Efshar, the more truthful answer is how far, one thing we're not going to delve into at, is how far do you take Imar and Simcha B'Simcha? Many of these Makoros are talking about Simcha Sachag, Simcha Sanisuin. Here we're talking about Simcha Torah. So like, maybe on every Yantiv I can't learn Torah? No greater Simcha than Torah. How can that interfere with
Simcha with an action? You're doing something along the lines with something else. Meaning, you would have the simchas are, I guess, are shown through doing actions, seemingly. That's what I was saying.
You're saying that's when the problem exists of Amar Mitzvah Simcha? And Torah's not, learning Torah's not an action?
No, but dancing with the Torah.
Dancing Torah would be an action?
Yeah, if you really want to go with that, though, honestly.
Well, the reason behind Amar Mitzvah Simcha, Rashi says, is because you need to focus on Simcha A and have your lave available for Simcha A and not on Simcha B.
The
so wouldn't that be a problem even without dancing for Torah, but just learning? I'm not focusing on the Simcha of the Chag, maybe?
But the whole Simcha is with the Torah. Every Chag is from the Torah, right? So it's all connected. So when you're learning Torah, that is...
Even when I'm learning,
is the Simcha of the Chag.
Even when I'm learning Kachim, I'm thinking about the Simcha of the Chag, because, Torah is so geshmak, I'm thinking about the Chag, which is also in the Torah. It's a stretch.
Because it's already averted in Lashma Shalai Lashma.
Isn't there an opinion of putting in Yana Dioma on a...
Yeah, but still, I'm just the question that I'm posing, before we get too off topic, the question that I'm posing is how far do we take Imar and Simcha B'Simcha? Because the Karen Ora, by asking the question to Masura, is stretching it a little bit by saying...
You could turn out that there's two levels of Simcha. Like normally, Simcha would be push up all of the other Simchas on its level. But the Simcha of Torah is a higher simcha.
Where other things could exist in the realm of that?
So the simcha of Torah exists on a level of itself, so it can't be pushed off by the lower simcha of Yom Tov. Right, like the famous story with Yom Shoshama wanted to say a simcha shibu'ayinu when he's seen Masachba. Now they ask why you don't say simcha shibu'ayinu by seeing Masachba. So the Marashah says in Yom Shoshama there was a Maisa Shehaya where they did it and a terrible thing happens. He doesn't say what happened, but I'm saying. But the terrors they say is because the Simcha of Torah is higher than the Bracha of Simcha Shehaya.
Klape the time of the mitzvah, so that you're supposed to have your lathe available for the Simcha.
So two different types of Simcha.
Two different types of Simcha. That's something that focus with part of the brain on this Simcha, that Simcha. I hear it. It's an approach. We have to articulate it well. The last makor we'll say about Emar Simcha Simcha is not such an Emar Simcha but Simcha makor, but it comes up and it's an important makor, so we'll say anyways. Tosas and Suvas Daf Mem Zion. The Gemara says there you're allowed to get married right before Shabbos and Yom Tov. Pashtus, Tosfos is focusing on Yontif, not Shabbos, because it's not clear, simple issue on Shabbos, but an hour before Yontif. And Tosfos says, what happens to Tosefes Yontif, Tosefes Shabbos? You already were Mekabel Yontif, so how are you able to get married in the case of when you already were Mekabel? You still could get married at that point. How does that work? Emar Tzimch Simcha. Zok Tosfos, Tosefes is only in Melacha. When you're Mekabel Yontif early, it's Legabe that you can't do Melacha. But for Inyan of the Simcha of the day, that doesn't begin until nighttime begins. You're not Mekabel, Tosefes Simcha.
So does Tosfos say you should push off Kiddush until after that?
This Tosfos not. But we have to don for every element of Yontif when it begins or not. But at least clapping the din of Im Arvei Simcha B'Simcha, we're not worried we're not worried in the Tosefes part of Yontif. That's not called Yontif L'Inyan Zeh. There's other Tosefes in Shas that are mashma that when you're Mekabel, the earliest Yontif L'Chol Dover, and you wouldn't be able to get married. This would be a nafkamina. Does Im Arvei Simcha B'Simcha exist at the time of Tosefes Yontif is L'Chor Machlokas Tosefes, beginning of Arvei Pesachim? Okay. Ad kan.
That was a question. If you would be stuck and you didn't say Kiddush Lavana.